the business, then you stand a better chance of having hatzlocha. So they used to ask permission, they used to go visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they used to make a meshutif in their business. Even though he didn't put money into the business, officially he was a shutif in the business in the hope that they could the Talmid Chacham Bracha. So they all assumed that they're going to be matzlech in Parnassus. So one of the mismachim from the yeshiva told us he used to go to Lubavitcher Rebbe a lot for brachas, for eitzes. So he's a little older than me. So he went into a business, an investment, that he made the Rebbe a shutif. Then he asked the Rebbe, should I give the tzedakah now, before I'm successful, then, or should I wait till I'll be successful and then give the tzedakah? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him, give the tzedakah now. So the Rebbe Shalom will be a bal chayv to you. Don't wait till after HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you success in the business, then you'll be a bal chayv to him. Give the tzedakah now. That's this Gemara. The Gemara says, Mal v'Hashem chayin dal. One who's kind to the dal, one who gives tzedakah to the ani, is considered as if he lent money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to repay him. That's what the Rebbe said based on this pasuk. Better the Rebbe Shalom should be a bal chayv to you, Mal v'Hashem chayin dal, rather than you should be a bal chayv to the Rebbe Shalom. So he said, if you made an investment and you think it'll be matzliach, so give the tzedakah in advance. The Rebbe Shalom will be meshuvah to you to see to it that it will be matzliach.